Studio 360.
Yeah, yeah, directors are auteurs, and screenwriters can be precious about their scripts. But some of the most quoted lines in cinema were improvised by actors.
He's looking at you, kid.
Here's Johnny!
You talking to me? You talking to me?
All those classic lines were made up on movie sets on the fly. Filmmakers from Robert Altman to Christopher Guest to Judd Apatow have famously given their actors free rein to ad-lib lines, resulting at their best in thrillingly naturalistic or surprising or funny moments. But movies and TV are so painstakingly storyboarded, choreographed moment by moment. So in the midst of all that planning, where does the spontaneity come in? The perfect person to help us understand that is Matt Walsh, who improvises all the time on the set of the HBO comedy Veep, in which he plays the press secretary Mike McClintock.
Gary, what do you think of the new cut? Huh? Do you like it?
Of course I don't fucking like it, Gary. It's the worst use of scissors since my failed vasectomy.
The elfin look is in right now. I was reading about it.
People don't elect elves, okay? They put them to work in grottos or they get them drunk at frat parties so they can toss them.
Okay, that's dwarves.
It doesn't matter.
Matt Walsh is also a founding member of what's become the center of the improv industrial complex, the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Those clips of iconic film moments, I did not know that those were ad-libs. Like, that's very fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you know, I mean, historically, how it went from this form of warming up and let's just mess around here to being synonymous in the last half century with comedy?
My simplest sort of answer would perhaps be the type of directors who have achieved success recently, like Adam McKay or Judd Apatow or Todd Phillips. Like, these are guys that are friendly to the ad-lib line or want some improv on set. So
right.
In terms of comedy, I think part of it is that graduation of those guys into, like,
right,
mainstream film.
It would seem as if improv comedy is designed to be performed live. Trapeze, you know,
yes,
tight wire kind of stuff.
The ability to fail, like, is real. You feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't really fail. I mean, you can fail on camera, but you can't fail in that in the moment because you can do it over again. So how does that work, improving when they're shooting you?
So my experience in general is usually there's a good script for a comedy, and then you get to moments where that aren't working, and then there's a little powwow with the director and the writer, and then they'll talk about ideas, and they'll give you free rein, like, okay, play with this one. Or you've captured what's been filmed already, and they'll give you what's called a free take, and you can just mess around and,
yeah,
and discover other things or create things that will never end up in the movie, and sometimes they do.
So are there things that killed on stage at Upright Citizens Brigade, the UCB, but when you try to do them in Veep, for instance, it just doesn't work at all being filmed?
That's a good point. I think the lines that work or that stick in a movie are lines that come from the character, like their point of view or their perspective, or you're improvising on story. Like, the things that don't get used in movies is when you're sort of riffing and you're doing a riff about somebody's penis size or how much they masturbate, like those sort of easy
and who doesn't
low-hanging
do those?
Fruit. But that is sort of a low-hanging fruit gimmick, if you will.
Yes.
It's not on story, and it's not likely to make the cut. Or if they end up in the movie, you can kind of see it and go, oh, that's just somebody riffing. So if
right,
you're going to try to get something in the film, try to improvise on story or try to improvise something unique and say it uniquely like that character speaks.
Yeah. I've been to improv, live improv, and I find myself laughing hilariously at something and then realize when I try to tell somebody about it, like, no, I guess you had to be there to realize why that was funny. Does that happen a lot?
It is true. It's like NHL hockey. It's just so much better when you're there as opposed to watching it on television.
And people get hurt, too.
And there is fights. I think it's the reality, kind of like what you talked about, is you feel in the trapeze, like you feel like, oh, they could fall and get hurt. We wouldn't get hurt, but you, when you're in the room, you feel like, oh, there's a real chance of failure, and they're really trying to keep the ball up in the air here. And when you see it on television, I think audiences assume like, well, you can fix it in post, and they probably you can write it, you can cheat. So they don't get that sense of danger.
So it seems like a contradiction, but how do you prepare to do improvisation?
I think in Veep world, you just sort of rehearse it and talk about it. Like, I don't want to say this, can I say this? And the writers will have alt lines, and it's a very fluid, and you're always just trying to make it feel messy and like sort of real spontaneity, even though it's scripted. So it is a bit rehearsed.
As your showrunner, Dave Mandel, here called it, he says, that's when we zhuzh it up.
That is the word. I was trying not to say that. I think that's a Julia thing when you zhuzh it up.
Yeah.
I can't define that word, but...
Nor could Dave.
For us, what it means is, let's say we have a scene where it's two characters are talking. Things sometimes just start to get a little rote, a little line. Hello, how are you? I'm fine. That's great. That's not how we talk. Even right here on, you know, you and I talking on this interview, we're trying to stay out of each other's way, but occasionally we're talking over each other. And that's what zhuzhing is. That's what messing it up is. And it's a real hallmark of Veep.
From the interview I did with your Veep head writer, Dave Mandel.
Yes. What I think we do well on the show is they make it seem sloppy and messy and like unintentional.
Right.
But so much choreography and so much rehearsal goes into getting that.
Right.
So.
No, it's sort of like Robert Altman, although I assume, unlike those movies, you're not all high all the time, probably.
I would have loved to have done a film with Robert Altman. I met a woman who was a makeup artist for him, and I was just grilling her because he had since passed. And she said he equated filmmaking to, and maybe it's been in one of his books, but he said it's like making an elaborate sandcastle in that all this effort goes into one moment and then it's gone. Like, it'll just wash away. Like, we have the set, the actors are there, and then it goes away. That's so this intense effort for an elaborate sandcastle.
That's very Eastern and Zen in its notion.
So let's listen to you in action in the cinema. Here is a moment I'm told you improvised in the movie Elf, which starred Will Ferrell. You play this random guy being interviewed on the local news after seeing Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
Sir, what did you see?
I think you're great, Charlotte. I saw something fall from the sky right in the middle of Central Park. I mean, you're a great news lady.
Thank you. Could you tell me a bit more about what you saw fall from the sky?
Yeah. Your eyes tell the story. That's what I love about you. You got a great mouth. The thing just dropped in the middle of Central Park. It was amazing.
How much of that was on the page?
That was directed by Jon Favreau, and I think before that scene, the dialogue is basically, I have to say that I saw Santa in Central Park. I had a few lines and the reporter a few lines, and then Favreau was like, why don't you hit on her? He just sort of gave me a general point of like, why don't you hit on her while she's interviewing you? I'm like, great. And then I think I sort of pitched him a couple ways, like, what would you say? And I threw out a couple examples. He's like, go in that direction, but it wasn't scripted.
Right.
And so we sort of had an idea of like, I'm going to hit on her. And I kind of have a world of lines, I might say. And then all the while still delivering the lines that are on the page.
Well, which is you know, increasing your degree of difficulty a lot. I mean, okay, I got to remember the lines. I have to act. And now I have to be funny.
Yeah, but it's more fun because it wasn't probably a super funny scene as written. And I think that's what the director was picking up on. So he's happened to be an improv guy to Chicago, too. Uh-huh. So he knew that there was something else in there. So he gives you license to do that.
Was that one take or how?
No, that we did different versions. I think I said I hit on her another way, or I asked her if she got high, like in one take. Just like really stopping the interview.
Yeah.
You know what's funny too is I think on the early takes, I don't think she knew I was going to be improvising. So it's sort of like tricking or messing with your scene partner, but
pulling
she
a
was,
gun.
Yeah. In the middle of the scene. Stay in character.
Here's another scene in another Will Ferrell movie that you improvised called Semi-Pro, 2008 movie. Will Ferrell plays a basketball player, Jackie Moon. His mother had recently died. You play this referee who's called Father Pat. Here is the scene from the movie.
Woo!
Traveling!
No! 1.5 steps!
Come on, Jackie, you walk.
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family! You're gone, Jackie Moon!
And Jackie Moon is ejected from the game.
What did I say?
You said S my C. You're a big baby, Jackie.
Jackie Moon and the referee really going at it here.
I didn't say anything.
You said S my C.
I barely raised my voice.
I should call your mother.
You need a phone to heaven to do that.
Maybe your mom didn't go to heaven.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Look, Jackie, I'm sorry.
Stop the broadcast.
Jackie Moon is pulling his team off the court.
You forfeit this game, Jackie, if you keep walking.
That's fine.
You threaten to kill my family.
Maybe your ma didn't go to heaven is a great line. Was that just in the moment?
Yes, that was Kent Alterman directed that film. And by the way, semi-pro funnier than people think. That's a funny scene.
I've only now seen the clips that you were in. I never saw the film.
Yeah, I believe if memory serves, that scene was me ejecting Jackie from the game, and Will Ferrell obviously is so great throwing a tantrum or just getting right. really worked up. So I think I would guess the first two or three exchanges were scripted, and then once it elevated, it just was improvised, and then we probably repeated it two or three times. But I would imagine like saying your mom didn't go to heaven probably just happened in the last take.
Was the movie recrafted to like, whoa, this is great, we're going to do this differently because
I think we serve the plot, and the plot is as right. written in the script is like Jackie gets ejected from the game and throws a small tantrum, right. punts the ball. So that was still in there. What they had were these extra moments of like the continued exchange, S my C,
yes.
all of that stuff.
And what about S my C, which again just makes me laugh for that somebody would say that in the heat of the moment.
I think that probably came from earlier. I think that was something like back in my UCB days, we would say to each other like, as a way of being polite, hey, man, why don't you S my C? So it wasn't like a new phrasing I came up with. That was something I'd said before with friends.
Well, that's really interesting because that's exactly what I expect. Like jazz players have played a certain riff before, but this is the moment I can use that.
Yeah, yeah, and it applied to that. And I didn't know he was going to say suck my whatever. So it worked out perfectly. Yeah.
We've talked repeatedly about Veep. I want to talk about your role, Mike McClintock, White House Press Secretary, and now former White House Press Secretary, I guess. Mm-hmm. That show really uses improv. It's baked into the making, right?
As far as improv goes, it gets used mostly in the rehearsal process. We'll read the table read, and then we'll workshop them, and then the successive drafts will reflect discoveries and things we did in rehearsal.
But rehearsal at a table or rehearsal standing up and acting?
Well, what it'll be is we'll be in the writer's office, and we'll turn the kitchen into an airport lobby, or we'll use the hallway by the writer's room, and we'll pretend it's the White House or the Oval. If there's a speaking role that somebody's not there, that other actors will step in. So I get to play a senator, or I get to play like the Qatari ambassador.
Huh.
And so we get to like be the sounding board for the characters who are also in that scene.
Well, that sounds like some, you know.
It's like theater camp. It's really fun.
Utopian dream of what it's supposed to be like.
It really is. And it's a very unique process. There's not many shows where I've been able to do that.
Huh. Here is a clip from Veep season 4, episode called Testimony. The characters are being questioned by this congressional committee investigating a computer data breach. This is your scene.
They saw you in the White House parking lot with Mr. Egan, Ms. Bruckheimer, and Senator Pierce.
That's correct. I ran into them by chance because I was merely getting something from my car.
What were you getting?
I'm sorry?
What were you getting?
I was getting some medicine.
What kind of medicine?
It's knee medicine.
Knee medicine?
Yeah, knee medicine for one of my knees.
Which one?
Which knee? My left knee, Your Honor, sir. My left knee, I have problems with my left knee. It hurts when I crouch.
What was the name of the medicine?
I want to say it's called Crouch Cream, but that's not right. It's a white tube with a red label. I'm sure an intern could research this. It has a silhouette of a horse on it, and I don't know why the horse is on there. I guess horses probably have good knees. So, but I think it's called Knee-Z Cream. I don't think that's it. It's searchable. I'm very positive.
The fact that they used that whole thing in the show is extraordinary. How improvised was that?
That's a fascinating episode. So that's an episode where I think we shot like 58 pages that day. And Armando created this congressional hearing room.
Armando Iannucci, the creator.
Yeah. Everybody in there, even the cameramen, were dressed as aides. And so you were kept offset. It was like a murder mystery theater. He really kind of messed with us in the best way. So he gave us this living set, and we were being interviewed, and we had scripts that we could put down. But basically, in that section, the bit was about knee cream, and Mike would describe the bottle. But everything else, you're just sort of being really. So you walk in the room, and you're extremely nervous because everyone's looking at you, and you sit down, and my sort of direction for my character is like, be really nervous and be really sweaty. So I just held on to that, and then I tried to make my way through like the knee cream bit and then ad-libbing things to get to the next bit. If that makes sense.
Well, and like the intern, you can look at it, it's searchable.
Probably an offhand line. Yeah, that's probably an ad lib.
Again, made me laugh. Maybe you don't have anxiety when you improv at this point, having done it for decades. But I would think that the inherent anxiety of improv would be perfect for this character who's like nervous and doesn't know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Right?
It's wonderful. It's like you basically are put in this scenario where you can't drop character. Once you're dropped into that fake testimonial, but everyone's playing that game. You, no matter what happens, don't drop that character.
Right.
Don't drop that point of view.
So totally method.
I love
improv.
That. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
I really do.
Yeah. Well, you've maintained your character so far in this interview very, very nicely.
What is that character?
The friendly, loquacious, cooperative actor writer.
Okay, that is my character.
Matt Walsh, thanks so much for doing this.
This was fun.
The 7th season of Veep begins, well, next year in 2018, but I'm sure you can watch all of the wonderful past episodes of the last 6 seasons on HBO. You can also watch Matt Walsh in the new movie Brigsby Bear, which was a big hit at Sundance and opens all over America on the 28th of July.